Well, for me, it means many things, but mostly it means remembering the friends I served with, and particularly those who didn't come back. Because, of course, although for many people it's about grandparents and black and white photographs, for me it's not. It's about mates who I went and had beers with, mates who I hung out with, mates who I chatted to and hung out in the pub and whatever. And with whom I went on operations overseas, and some of whom, very sadly, didn't make it. I had the great privilege of serving for many years in the Territorial Army, or as it's now known, the Army Reserve. And during that time, I served on operations, including the invasion of Iraq in 2003, and then in operations in Helmand between 2005 and 2009. For me too, the poppy was a remembrance of my great-grandfather, who was killed in 1915 in Ypres, in the First World War, until I started serving myself. And then, of course, it changed because it became about the men and women I served with and the many, many, many others who I didn't know but who also suffered. And, of course, it's not just about the dead. We always think of the dead, but it's mostly, for me nowadays, about the injured and the families who need to cope with the effects of war many, many years after the wars have finished. And that's where the poppy comes in again, much more alive today for me than it was years ago. It's not about the war in particular. It's not about whether you thought Iraq, for example, was a good idea or a bad idea. It's about the dedication and the commitment of the young men and women who gave everything to defend our country and to defend the interests and values that we hold dear. And so it's particularly moving because, of course, I was once one of those young men. But it's also a moment, I think, it's one of those moments when the nation comes together. So I think it's particularly important today, when there are so many things that could divide us, that at least for 2 minutes once a year, we're silent together